This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Oh, I took lessons. I don't do anything half-butt. If I'm going to screw it up, I'm going to do it 100%, you know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, do get involved in the conversation, seriously. Don't sit it out. Don't wait for me to, you know, come up with an answer for you. I'm dead serious about this. You know, I tell people all the time, get involved in the conversation. Make sure you have all sides of the issue. And then jump in and lay into the person that's wrong. Like me. Anyway, again, as I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do very much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there on the website, but the biggest thing I want you to do, the biggest thing I want you to get involved with, is I want you to give me your email address. I send out one email, one stinking lousy email I send out a week, okay? And on that email, I give you the names of the guests we're probably going to have. I give you some of the topics we're going to discuss. All kinds of wonderful things like that. It should not be tough for you, right? You're smart people. You don't need a college degree to figure this one out, do you? I don't think you do anyway. All right, let's get right to it. This just in. Not really, but it sounded good. The Clintons. I love this. I saw these things. Going through Facebook and other social media this week on the Clintons finally put out their taxes and yada, 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 and all that other stuff. And I think it's hilarious because everybody was so excited about it. But here's the deal. I shouldn't say here's the deal, should I? Some people don't like that. I don't like it either. But here is the deal. The Clintons donated $18 million to themselves. Now, come on, how do you get away with donating $18 million? Well, it's really simple, actually. Is you simply start a foundation. Well, they should write a book. I should write a book. Foundation for Dummies. Right? I mean, look at them. They became billionaires doing that. So anyhow, they show there's a little clip from their taxes. Now, the Clinton Foundation, they gave 90, what did they give, 70, come on, help me out here. The Clintons donated $18 million to the Clinton Foundation, okay? So now, let me see how this works. This is kind of like the European bank thing. What happens is, people give money to the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton people, they pay themselves. Do you know, like, and I think it's 96%. Yeah, there you go. 96% of their money goes to salaries and that kind of stuff. A foundation, the Clinton Foundation. So let me see. So the Clinton Foundation the Clintons gave money to the Clinton Foundation, who is paying them, kind of a donation to the company keeping you working. And then they write it off. That's good of them, too. And ultimately, when they give themselves $18 million that they get the write-off from their personal income. Now, who else do you know would be able to do that, get away with it, right? and not go to jail, other than Hillary. Oh, Al Sharpton. Maybe a few other Geithner. Remember him? Does anybody still remember him? That's pretty cool, isn't it? Don't you wish you and I could do that? Wouldn't you love to be, for some of those of you who've had teenagers, and they're already out of the house, but somehow they keep seeming to be able to suck at your wallet, if you know what I mean? Wouldn't you love to write them off for a long time? So now the FBI is looking into this. They're not looking into the tax donation because they're not going to nail them anymore. They're going to nail Al Sharpton. Right? It's just that simple. All right, so what do you think of all this stuff going on in Michigan? Huh? You're like, I'm waiting for an answer. Just craziness going on. We have a young man, and you can call him a thug, you can call him an animal, I don't care what you call him. But we have a young man that was shot while running away, carrying a gun, has a long history of issues with the police. How do you like that? You like the way I did that? Right? And all of a sudden, we have riots in the street. They're ripping the place up. I've never quite understood this. If somebody else does or can, please enlighten me. Right? Where you go and you rip up your own city, you tear up your own city, right? You hurt, kill, and maim your own people. It doesn't make any sense. Now, Milwaukee riot. Has anybody heard from Obama today? He must be locked in a bathroom somewhere. Maybe he can't get out. I don't know. Has he called for peace? Has he called for quiet? Has he called for calm today? I'm not being funny. I really don't know. I mean, I'm not so sure he's opened his mouth at all. Now, Milwaukee rioters, I think they forgot who their sheriff is. Remember this guy, David Clark? Who he himself has said in the past, try to pull this off in my city and watch what happens. The National Guard's been requested. Go ahead, boys. Go ahead and jump on one of their tanks and try to set it on fire and see what happens to your butt. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? ProBimune is your answer. ProBimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Oh, God. You know, if you can see what I see, you'd be laughing too. No, seriously. I get these... during the show, I get these pop-ups. During the breaks, I get these little pop-ups. So I try to respond to them real quick. You know, you just go down your row and you just hit them all. Yes, no, come over here, do this, do that. Inevitably, one window overwrites the other, and I respond to someone incorrectly. So anyhow, I get a kick out of it. I think it's funny myself, you know what I'm saying? Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So these nut jobs out there are going out of their minds. It's almost like We are working overtime, or some are working overtime. I'm not. Whether you like them or not, I still don't like working overtime to give the other side the election. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at least make them work for it. Why are we handing it to them? Now, I'm watching all these polls come down. And you need to do your homework, too, not just me. And you know as well as I did that some of these polls have been fixed from day one. We watched them from day one. Look at Bernie Sanders was beating her in several states by high double digits. And somehow he lost to her in some of those states. In some states, she was beating him by double digits. And at the very end, it was down to like 2 or 3%. So I wouldn't let the... Right now, I wouldn't let the numbers make you crazy. I wouldn't. You do what you want. There was a poll that came out recently that showed Trump leading 67% to Hillary's 19%. And what they did was, you know, if you pay attention to these polls, they go all around about when they ask you a question. Matter of fact, you'll get some of the calls. And you can tell by the way they're asking the questions what side they're on. And then some of these polls for president, they do. They ask two or three questions. They beat around the bush. Did you know so-and-so's this? Did you know so-and-so's that? And they make one or the other look terrible. There's never a straight question. Between Hillary and Trump, which one would you vote for? There's never really a straight question like that. Not until recently. In a recent poll, they polled 50,000 voters. With a straight question. Okay? And it was 67% were for Trump, 19% were for Hillary. But even if you are for Hillary, I'm not so sure you know what she's for. Here, take a listen.
What did you think when Hillary Clinton said, "I see improved relations with Russia from a position of strength only as possible"?
I agree with Hillary.
Hillary Clinton said, "Immigration is a privilege and we should not let anyone into this country who doesn't support our communities, all of our communities."
Well, I'd virtually have to agree with that.
Hillary said, "In order to achieve the American dream, let people keep more money in their pockets and increase after-tax wages."
Yes, okay. It's in order that that's a great idea so that we can start to move everybody up and start moving people out of the level of poverty.
And obviously runs fairly severe contrast to what Donald Trump is proposing.
Absolutely. Many of her comments run severe contrast to Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton said, "I like the concept of local education. I want to get rid of Common Core. I think Common Core is a disaster."
Well, I'm an educator. I'm a school teacher. I think Common Core is a disaster too.
There's only one problem with that. Every one of those statements were made by Donald Trump. Every single one of them. So these Maronis that were at this convention for Clinton decided that they agreed more with Donald Trump than they did with Hillary Clinton. So I got to tell you guys, earlier today, I got in a verbal joust with. I felt like I was being ganged up on, and it's not a thing to do, but I was on Facebook and I loved it. I was pushing and pressing and pushing, and they finally came to this guy's, well, I shouldn't say finally. They were trying to come to this guy's aid. And I wanted him to admit that Hillary had done something wrong. Anything. And I kept throwing stuff at him. And I couldn't get him, not once. I could not get the hardcore, solid Democrat. I used to have him on the show. I stopped having them on the show because I got tired of not being able to get them shut up between sentences. But we were talking about some of Hillary's shortcomings, if you would. And again, he would not admit that she ever lied. And I said, okay, let's do the easiest one of all. Let's do the one that you couldn't mistake no matter what side of the aisle you were on. And I don't remember what airport it was at, but she said that they got out, and we've got the video. She was ducking and dodging bullets, sniper fire, and they had to run to the hangar. Remember that one? And then as time went on and she got called on the carpet more and more about it, she misspoke. and that was a wrong memory, and it was a different, and she got it confused with something. Well, how do you get that confused with something else unless you've landed in Chicago and you're just trying to get, you know, to the main area? Now, that I would have believed. Nobody would have questioned that. Yeah, we landed in Chicago. We landed at O'Hare. Had to go running for the terminal and take cover. I could buy that. But, and then he wouldn't even admit to that one. What he said was, she's already apologized for that. I said, so when somebody apologizes on either side of the aisle, then it's a total forgiveness, right? We're done. He has not responded since. So, I mean, again, they're not willing to be honest, and that's what bothers me. They're not willing to have it, whatever's good for one side is good for the other. So, keep it. Should I make a T-shirt? Would you buy a T-shirt if I made up a T-shirt that said they don't want equality, they want control? What do you think of that? With a picture of a jackass on the back of it? That wasn't that's their mascot. I know, well. I had some other things in mind, but I stayed away from it, as you can tell. I am Joe, the senior host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the fact that you hang out with me, that you've been with me. I want to get back to, I may not be able to pull this off, but I'll try. David Clark. Right, I'm telling you, I love this guy. So he spoke with Governor Scott Walker and Major General Donald Dunbar before requesting the Guard to be mobilized. We cannot allow for a repeat of what happened the other night. I'm going to utilize every available resource to kick your butts down and put you away. They're burning the place down. They're doing it again over a thug. Another thug. I'm Joe, senior host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I want to bring on one of my favorite guests. I have her on pretty much every week now. We always have a good time. At least I always get a kick out of her. I watch what she's posting, and then I know I'm making her crazy, and I love it. Anyway, Kimberly Morin joins us, as she does every week. Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
I love getting you when you just walk in the door. Don't you love that? Phone's ringing, and you're on, huh? What do you think? Anyhow.
I know. And usually I get your messages earlier, but I was out.
You weren't on Facebook. I was gonna call the local hospitals to see if the Dems had buried you somewhere.
Hey, I'm off it when I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Do you leave it on downstairs on the phone, or what's the deal?
I don't know. My phone's actually, someone woke me up the other day because they messaged me, because my phone's right next to me. That's my alarm too. And I'm like, oh, I could have slept in, but nope. I have the phone next to me.
That's what you get. What's good. So, you know, they're burning down, which I've never been able to understand this. They're burning down Milwaukee today, right? And because of the actions that took place. Because a young thug, now notice I didn't use color there, right? A young thug got shot because he had a stolen gun in his hand, you know, and breaking the law. So,
and he wouldn't sit down when he was directed to and asked to by the cop.
Yeah, I love it. So, it's now the other thing I love about this, and I don't mean this in a lighthearted way, but we have a black cop that's done the shooting. So
yeah.
Now we have a black cop that shot a young black man, I think a 23-year-old, with a long, long, long criminal history. He was armed with a stolen gun. He wouldn't let go of it. He just wouldn't stop. He's been shot. They burned the place down. Right? We have five Dallas cops killed. In cold blood, I didn't see a band of white people out there killing black people to get back at them. I saw none of that. I saw no riots in the street or any of that from the Dallas community. I am thoroughly, this is sick. But his one good side to this, they're in Sheriff Clark's community, and he's already called out the guard. Don't you love this?
Yeah. It's something that others probably should have done a lot sooner in other places like Ferguson, et cetera.
Well, I think the sick part about all this, too, for me anyway, is, you know, now you've got the left. They're now, if you look at, you know, the wonderful Facebook where you get, yeah, you ever see, what's that movie, The Men in Black, right? And they go look for news, and where do they go? They go over to the tabloids, right? That's where they're finding all their news. Well, I go look at Facebook to see what other loons are doing. So I'm watching what's happening right now where the left is tearing apart Sheriff Clark, because he says he's never done anything before, he's not done anything to curb this kind of violence, and now all of a sudden he wants to call the National Guard in. These people are for real.
They live in an alternate reality, and I'm not even kidding when I say that. People are protesting, rioting in their own neighborhoods, destroying businesses owned by their own people, and, you know, which hurts jobs for their neighbors, and all because a black cop shot a black criminal with an extensive criminal record who didn't listen, who had a stolen firearm, and wouldn't put it down. If he had put it down, he might not, this might not even be an issue right now.
Oh, we wouldn't be talking about it. Oh, it would have been done and over again, right? I mean, that would have been the end of it.
Yes.
And the Black Panthers now are walking the streets there with guns, and they're saying, you know, this is war. I'm telling you, I would go in there, and I would put in about six times the National Guard to our people on the street, and I would flatten that thing in no more than about 4 hours.
You know, who is it war against? Because, yesterday they showed video of blacks attacking whites, saying that some other kid was saying, oh, you know, a rich man, they have to give us some of their money. Are you serious? The wealthy already pay the majority of taxes that provide a lot of things for a lot of people in this country. What more do you want? Get off your ass and earn it like everyone else has to. But, excuse me, I don't understand who it is they're fighting, because no one is oppressing them. No one is attacking them specifically. This was a criminal who was shot because he had a gun pointed at a cop. Plain and simple.
Oh, but they can't see that part of it. All they see was that a young black man was killed, and it doesn't matter. You know, here's the thing. They don't maybe they do realize this, but they just don't care, right? You have fires that were set at a BP gas station. Most of these gas stations, people, are owned by mom and pops, okay? They're owned by a guy that might own two or three of them, or he might just own one of them, right? Then you have an auto parts store. Chances are really good. Even on the chains, they're owned by a mom and pop, right? Beauty supply stores, don't know many of those that are owned by, you know, large chains. Again, usually owned by a small group. You are eating up, you are burning down, you are tearing apart your own little communities, and then you get mad that we won't come back in and rebuild. I don't know. It's got to be what they've been conditioned to believe over the years from the left. Has to be.
And this is what happened in Ferguson. I remember seeing someone speaking about it, and he's like, you know, it took us a long time to get these companies to come into this community because of you know, people breaking in, you know, other reasons, because it's a poor community. They finally get these businesses into these communities, and then they destroy them. I wouldn't go back if I was any of these places. They are destroying their own communities, and it does nothing. It does nothing for whatever cause it is they think they're fighting for. Because, frankly, I don't think they know what they're even talking about. This is, I wrote about this before. This is a movement that's being pushed by leftists, communists, Marxists. They finally have gotten the black community to wage a revolution, but they don't care anything about black people. They care about pushing a left-wing agenda. And these black people are just pawns. It's horrifying what's going on. It's horrifying what's being done to these people. And nothing is going to get resolved as a result.
No, I agree with you, but you're right. I mean, what we're not really understanding is that this has been, and wait till I get our pal Corey Duncan on tomorrow night, our mad black man from Baltimore. He's going to have a boatload to say about this, I'm sure. But he, but again, they've been so conditioned that any act of violence on them is Whitey's fault. They've been so conditioned that any time a Republican legislator wants to tighten up some kind of entitlement program, it's a direct assault on them. And the thing about behind it is the Dems are so sure that the blacks need these entitlement programs. Isn't that a racist statement in and of itself? I mean, we believe they can make it on their own. We believe that any human being, any person here in America can make it on their own. And I can probably list off 50, 60 wealthy black people that made it out of the hood. Don't tell anybody. I'm going to use the term ghetto, okay? Would that be a trigger warning? Should I give them a trigger warning first? We'll put up a sign, ghetto. But,
well,
yeah, I am. My wife said I am a trigger warning. Anyway, the
he was born a trigger warning.
Oh God! So, but it, again, it's we've got them down, and there are two nights of violence now. There's been 11 cops have been wounded. So it's just it's one thing after another there, and I'm saying to myself, they don't realize this does. How does this help their cause? I mean, even in your most lunatic moment, can you figure out at all how this would help their cause?
No, and that's why I said they don't have a cause. This is the left trying to push people into some kind of perceived revolution. Here's the problem. Democrats were the party of slavery. They didn't want it to end. So when they were forced to give up their slaves on the plantation, eventually they figured out a way to make the same people slaves on the government plantation. And that's exactly what this is. So the War on Poverty, the Great Society by LBJ, has been an epic failure because what it did was destroy the black family. 70 to 72% or more of black families consist of one parent, typically the mother only. What kind of childhood are you going to have? What kind of chance are you going to have with that? The public schools are horrific, some of the worst in the entire country. And, of course, unions and Democrats won't reform them. Chicago, those teachers get paid some of the highest money in the country. They have some of the worst schools. So...
Oh, don't get me started on education because I work on that on a regular basis and I keep saying the same thing. New Jersey spends $27,000 approximately per child per year for education. They've got one of the worst systems in the country, and some of these other school districts that get $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a child have some of the best school districts in the country. So it just depends on who holds whose feet to the fire for what. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. What is... Turn on your mic. I know that. I know what that look is. We get to hear from high above. You're not going to do
the
it?
Boss? We want to hear from the boss.
She's looking. The producer, Tammy's looking at me, shaking her head no like there's something wrong. What's wrong?
I'm just giving you the look.
Yeah. We were talking about during the break, which I should charge for the break time. We were talking about me growing up in Boston and kind of what some of those families are like. And my little white girl from Georgia, my little Georgia Peach here, is horrified. And I was teasing because we're writing stories about Hillary, and people are saying, people don't kill people like that. Doesn't happen in the real world. I'm going, well, it happened in my real world when I was a kid, right?
Yes.
Not yours, though.
No. Stuff like this didn't happen.
Why? Didn't you guys just use pig farmers?
See, we use concrete, and they use backhoes in the back 40. I don't understand what the difference was.
We didn't kill people in secret. We went right up to them and said, look, you got a problem? Yeah, let's go settle it out in the back.
Yeah, no. Because that wouldn't give you time to go get some cannolis and some good food later on. You know what I mean?
Because you couldn't go to Bova Italian Bakery.
There you go. So, no, you know what? I never even came back in. You listen to The Real Side here at GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, Kimberly Marin. Well, I couldn't. She's looking at me, shaking her head, and I'm thinking, it's not like she hasn't heard this stuff before. I saw a lot as a kid. And that's why I get so mad at people sometimes. I really think that people in, I won't say, really small towns, but smaller towns around the country who never had to deal with some of the stuff that I dealt with in Boston, others deal with in New York and Chicago and those places, who think that that kind of violence you see on TV is only in Hollywood. It's not only in Hollywood. It happens on the street. And you've got to be able to protect yourself. And so when you think that Hillary is not pulling off this thuggery stuff, man, you just all I want to know is what kind of crack you are smoking, because I want part of it.
Look, when there's people in power, if they don't want to lose that power, or if there is someone that is a threat to them that's going to make them lose that power, those people know all kinds of other people who can make things happen. I mean, that's just, people think it's conspiracy theories or this only happens in the movies. Where do you think movie makers get ideas from? Real life.
No, and you read, what about the
real
books?
Life.
What about the books these mafia guys write that talk about what they do, what they've done in real life? They've already been exonerated. They've already turned state's evidence. They've already do. even somebody on Facebook just popped up there and said the same thing. She grew up in Chicago. This stuff is real.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Well, you'll get a kick out of this. My dad and brother used to live in the North End in Boston, and the first time I watched Goodfellas was in the North End of Boston. My mouth dropped. I was in shock. I had to watch it 3 more times that weekend to actually get the storyline, because I was in shock from all the violence. But it's how it really was.
I used to sit there, and I would be with some of my dad's friends, and they would be talking. And we'd be watching movies like that. He says, "You know who that is, right?" And I'm thinking, yeah, I know the actor's name. He wasn't talking to me. He'd be talking to one of his buddies. I know that actor's name. And they'd be talking, saying, "No, that's a takeoff on Frankie so-and-so, Joe," right? And you know these names are true, right? That's, who that
yep.
is? That's Joey Shoes Kid. That's who that is, right? That's Nick the Butcher's son. That's who that's supposed to be. And you're thinking, and those things really happened. And it was always, when we talked, and I talked later on to some of these guys, or you talked to some of these guys later on in life, and they would tell you, look, some of the reasons they did what they did, because the bottom line when it was either they did it or the mafia guys would do it to them and their family and the other guy anyhow. So you really didn't have much of a choice in doing what you were supposed to be doing.
Well, and it's interesting because, you had the mafia, right? It was organized. They called it organized crime. Now you have gangs, right? And the problem is gangs are just, they're young thugs, punks who are kind of doing some of the same stuff as the mafia. I guess they're maybe a little organized, but they don't care about killing innocent people, innocent little kids, whatever. They just get pissy with someone. They start shooting each other. I mean, but that kind of violence happens every day, too.
Yes. I was just thinking that it almost sounds ironic. I mean, even the mafia had some guidelines. In other words, you didn't go to a neighborhood shooting up an apartment building because you might hit one of the kids. You might hit, you didn't kill people that didn't deserve to be killed in their eyes.
Basically.
Yeah, collateral damage was not, not conversation you want to have. And they were God-fearing people. They went to church every Sunday.
Well, they went to church,
right?
I know.
To get cleansed.
Oh,
oh my God. Listen, but
seriously.
But what brought this whole conversation on was the fact that people don't believe that Hillary Clinton and her husband could do what some of us accuse them of doing, because nobody lives like that. That doesn't really happen. The real world doesn't do that. It only happens in Hollywood. It doesn't happen in real life.
So part of the problem is the Clintons are the most corrupt people, the politicians at least, in the entire country and probably in history. And the Clintons are getting away with all kinds of stuff. I mean, it was pay to play while she was Secretary of State, for God's sakes. Foreign countries were giving the Clinton Foundation money. She was laundering it through there. And then, as the State Department, she was getting deals made for them as Secretary of State. No one wants to believe it, because no one's done a damn thing to prosecute her for this, or her husband, because he's involved in it as well. It's the Clinton Quota Syndicate. And it's real, and it exists. And people have proof, but the FBI and the DOJ won't do a damn thing about it because Obama's the president.
Oh, nothing. What I tell you what, as you're talking, I'm thinking to myself, even if he wasn't president, okay, these guys have gotten away with this for so long. And the other thing is that the mindset of the average Democrat is all Republicans are bad. Even the worst Democrat is better than the best Republican. And if that's the case, then we're no longer America. Now we're either Republicans or Democrats. We're not Americans anymore.
Yeah. And then you have all the people in between like me who are independent, and more people are becoming independent on a regular basis because they can't stand the political parties either. Because you know what? Neither party represents a huge majority of the country, and, you know, it just seems to be the left has gone to the extreme and the right has gone too far to the left even. So it's crazy.
I really do have friends that are Democrats that are good, upright, solid people. And they're just confused, okay? I'll leave it at that. But it seems like every story we do, every time we turn around, every time I turn on the news, you got another one here today that Pennsylvania's Democrat Attorney General found guilty in a perjury case. Again, this is constantly happening where either somebody's covering for voter fraud or this kind of thing. And now the state's attorney general was convicted Monday of all 9 counts in a perjury and obstruction case related to a grand jury leak. This is the attorney general. Think about how egregious this is.
You know, think about this. These people, this is how it is with Democrats. So somebody does something wrong, breaks the law. Instead of shunning them, like what Republicans do to bad Republicans to break laws, instead of shunning them, they vote for them over and over and over and over again. It's ridiculous. I mean, they're slamming candidates because they might support Trump, but they don't realize that Hillary Clinton's all of her career and all the horrifying things she's done.
I want to go over the list, okay? I'm putting the list together of everything that she's done from, you know.
Oh, good Lord.
I know, right? I'll need a 5-hour show to pull it off. But everything she's done from a standpoint of, you know, from the day, nobody believes. They found this one little clip. And when I tell them, do you understand that Hillary Clinton got fired, right, from the law firm that she was working for when they were working against Nixon, Richard Nixon? Right.
Well, because I don't think she was fired. She was taken off the case. I don't think she's actually fired.
I will. Yeah. If you want to find where I'm wrong, but I've already read 3 or 4 stories. No, she was fired because she took paperwork home. She lied about taking it home. She said it didn't exist. I mean, this was to make his case, airtight, so they could send him to jail or get him out of the presidency. You know, what does that say about an attorney? This attorney general, right, now does this story sound familiar to you? She said a lawyer for the attorney general in closing arguments blamed her top aides for the leak. She had nothing to do with it, no involvement, she didn't know about it. Sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. You know what? The only reason that woman isn't in prison yet is because people who could have testified against her didn't or refused and wouldn't name her as the actual perpetrator of the crime. They went to jail instead or nothing happened. So there's a history there of people. I mean, she must know. She must have dirt on all these people, either that or they're afraid she'll kill them.
Oh, yeah. You're right. And again, that's the mafia thuggery I tell people about. You just don't get it. You know, Billy Boy got in a plane with our AG and Loretta Lynch and said, hey, I know where your kids go to school. Do you know that? Anyhow, tell people where they can find you. We're up against it.
I am at New Hampshire, politicalbuzz.org, the Federalist Papers, Project Granite Rock, Heartland Institute, and Same Page Nation. I have a good article today about Second Amendment and medical marijuana.
All right, cool. I know, I saw that. I thought it was great. We'll probably repost it on ours as well. Kimberly, have a great rest of the week. Thanks for being on with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Andrea Nelson joins us the next hour to talk about some of the real crazy stories from the weekend.